I'll tell you that, but you'll take it, right?
I'll take it. Opening day and on a on the road in a tough environment. You know, we didn't execute great, but we made some really clutch plays when we needed to. So it was a all-around team effort. I know we talked a little bit last night about whatever the situation is. We got to make the critical plays and got to stop on defense, drove the ball down, got in field goal position, and made the kick. So great situational football.
How goes it with every defense last four series, 3-6-6 and 3 sacks, get off the football field and get the ball back for you guys?
Well, you know, we put them in some pretty rough situations with the turnovers, so it's something we got to do a better job on offense, taking care of the ball. And but, you know, I was impressed with the way the defense hung in there and battled all day. And, you know, offensively, we hung in there and battled and just made enough plays when we needed to. I don't know. We'll have to see the film on that one. But, you know, wish it was a touchdown. That's, you know, 7 points is a lot to give up at that point. So that was a very critical situation, and we need to do a better job executing.
On that last drive, you see the Adams all run through a little bit of a way. What was the thought in just sticking with those two guys?
Well, two great playmakers for us and guys that, you know, have earned really a lot of trust in the coaching staff and me. So, you know, they get themselves in the right position. They make the critical plays. It was great to be in the huddle with them.
You play games where you've been hurt. You've obviously played through things. Danny Amendola obviously plugged by the groin. You know, you saw what happened prior to the half. He comes back, converts third downs for you. How big is that for having that guy being a new guy for you?
I mean, he really toughed it out, which was pretty impressive. So he fought all day. You know, we got a whole team full of fighters. So, you know, I think there's going to be some ugly wins. But we're always going to fight, and we're just going to fight today. And this is not an easy place to play. We've always had tough games up here. It's a very hostile crowd. They make you earn it on defense, and we made just enough plays to win.
Check us through, Tom, if you would. When you're in the huddle and you have to convert that last drive, is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to get it done? Any doubt in the players' minds?
Yeah.
You have to drive this team down and score?
Well, I didn't have a lot of doubt. I mean, I felt like, you know, that's what we were capable of doing. And we had got the ball down in the red area a few times and didn't get any points out of it. So it wasn't really as much moving the ball. It was just not being consistent enough to score points. So in order to score points, you have to either make a big play or you have to string a bunch of good plays together. And we didn't make many big plays today. And as we were stringing them together, sometimes we, you know, we just made our own mistakes that caused us to end drives, especially the turnovers. But, you know, we can do a better job, and we're going to obviously learn a lot from this game and then try to come back on a short week against the Jets.
Tom, is any of that a byproduct of, again, getting used to each other, so many new people, drawing in the field for them and them getting for you in the game setting?
Yeah, and this is our first opportunity, so things are a lot different on the game field. You know, things are very unpredictable in the game field. There's nothing you can talk about, or you're just trying to react. So you got to build confidence in each other and then go out there and make the plays if you can. So it was a good experience, good learning experience. You know, all these games are going to be tough. You know, this was as tough as, you know, you're going to make down to the last play.
Tom, a lot of it has been made of the new receiving core that you have. Do you feel that this game is, especially the way it ended, looking at the game 4 times, 2 third-down quarters, sort of a statement that these receivers are going to be
your last potential? I think we have a long way to go, and we got a lot of work ahead of us. We got to prove it week in and week out. I'm glad we started with the win. I mean, winning feels a hell of a lot better than losing. So, I don't think our execution was flawless by any stretch. I mean, we had a lot of mistakes, and we got to get a lot better. So, last question.
You might have talked about this, but Danny Amendola, you know, was limited at the end of the half and then came back and made some remarkable catches. Can you talk about his contributions in the offensive?
Yeah, I mean, he played, gave everything he got, so that's all you can ask. He, you know, who knew what to expect when he came out there in the second half? I thought he was going to be out for the rest of the game, but he showed a lot of toughness, mental and physical, and made really the plays of the game for us, along with Julian, Shane. Offensive line played great. You know, ran a bunch of plays on opening day. So it's a short turnaround. Hopefully we can get some good night rest and get ready, start getting ready for the Jets tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.